You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Man, Victor Boot's a really amazing guest, really smart guy, very interesting. Real Victor Boot on X, just launched that last week. Be sure and follow that if we get a different perspective. Real Victor Boot, B-O-U-T. We'll take a few calls coming up before this hour ends, but I've been asked a lot of questions. I want to try to shut up and give you the floor to talk about any other angles you want, but I also want to ask you in general, because you're a military expert, obviously, and business and so much more. 38 days into this is going the way we predicted, the way his advisors told him, and he ignored them. It was his political advisors instead, about where it goes if Trump continues on, and off-ramps, ways to get to Trump. But first, what else is on your radar, Victor Boot?
Well, most important, as you said, only way out is to get somebody to help Trump, to find at least the communication channels, which would be trusted by the both sides, which can be, you know, leading to certain negotiations. And it must be assurances that it will be not sabotage, neither by the Israeli side, neither by the, you know, those who inside the Trump administration are rooting for the war and rooting for the, you know, complete destruction of Iran. And this is, for my perspective, there is no way out. And the problem is, if it would be just a war where, you know, America spending the treasure and the lives of its soldiers, Iran are suffering heavy blows and destruction of its infrastructure and the casualties and the people are dying, and also true for other countries. But the problem is, look at the economical consequences with this conflict for what now it's a how many days? It's not 28, now we are on the
38 seven, days, yeah.
So 37 days. It's literally already we passed no return points on the economical consequences for entire global economy. I'm not only talking about shortages, physical shortages of the oil in many countries in Asia, many countries in Europe, not only double or triple prices for the gas, but now we see in many countries there is a physical, you know, absence of the gas and, you know, and diesel in the gas station. So people are queuing a huge line, many issuing the rationing. So this is a energy lockdown, basically. But now we learn that the conflict also caused a severe interruption in the fertilizer. Just today, I read the information that even American farmers are not being able to stock up with a fertilizer, you know, for the season, which is coming very soon. So there is would be a problem. Think of this. If the crops in this year in Northern Hemisphere would be, you know, reduced by 30%, it will be a ripple effect for at least, you know, next 1.5 year, because definitely shortage of the grains will cause shortage of the cattle feeds, will cause shortage of everything derives from that, including the pasta and everything you can imagine, and then will cause literally to starvation on many population. And this only fertilizer we're talking about.
And now, that's not hype, because half the world lives hand to mouth. You do a 30% increase, correct, or cut in food, it causes mass starvation. That always causes civil unrest.
Okay, look, only in India alone, they already calculated that the shortage of the and interruption of the supply of fertilizer from the Iran and the Persian Gulf will cause them at least 36 million tons less of the, you know, wheat harvest this year, and at least, you know, 80 million tons of the rice, which is definitely will cause the severe problem, how to manage that. We're not even talking about consequences for the African continent, who heavily depends on the food imports, grain imports from anywhere else. We're not talking about interruption in the all chemical precursors and the raw material needed for the industry, automotive industry, electronics industry. I mean, name it, because we're living in the interconnected and interdependent world where economy can only thrive, where they depend on each other and sharing the, you know, components produced in one country, shipped to another, then assembled.
And so many nations, then, again, aren't even one-crop economies. It's just-in-time delivery. So now disruptions are way worse than they were in, say, the Great Depression, if this happens, which is already happening.
Correct. And look, even today, it's confirmed that, okay, the benchmark of the oil is what now, $112 or
$150 real price. And all the economists say
that's what I want to tell you. If
over.
You want really to.
Sorry, go ahead.
Correct. If you want to buy it and get the tanker, fill your tanker, you have to pay $150 a barrel. And it's only beginning. Because right now, they're still ending the reserve, which has been shipped, you know, 1 month ago, 40 days ago, because usually countries has to have in hand at least 1 month's stock of the crude in their refineries. Plus, there is a stock on the retail, you know, operators. So there is still, you know, we not yet see the real crisis hit. And then what Trump going to say with the gas prices rising in the United States? Will this affect the economy? Of course. Will it demolish whatever he was, you know, telling to people to make America great again? Yeah, that's will destroy it. Any plans to restore normal economy? It's destroy all the plans on the, you know, development and solving problem inside the United States. We're not even talking about how United States cut it already, the all assistance program to other countries. So this is, I would say, the long-term consequences, which we cannot even grasp right now because it will have so severe effect on everybody. So here in Russia, you know, we are thinking, okay, how it's affect the Ukraine war? Well, apparently, really nothing changed. American side still supplying them with all intelligence information. Apparently, Elon Musk removed any limits. So now Ukrainian, you know, drones who goes deep inside the Russia using the Starlink on them. So what we have to do? Destroy the Starlink satellites, which is overflying Russian space. What we have to do to start damaging this one?
I was about to say, we've been seeing fireballs over the world, and I had experts on. It's clearly satellites being shot down. And I had to guess it's Starlink that's being used for military purposes.
Correct. And they intentionally trying to damage, you know, the some significant, you know, object inside the capital Moscow or in St. Petersburg. Zelensky gave to his people order, destroy anything.
Well, is
destroy
that your speculation? Because that's mine. Clearly, it's not meteors. It's satellites being going back into orbit, literally off the charts every night. You see them burning up. Did you get intel that Russia is already shooting them down? We know you have satellite killers or...
No. Listen, in this place... the Russian attitude was very, you know, restrained one because we tried to contain this conflict in Ukraine going beyond, you know, the conflict, despite it's already been clear it was a proxy war and United States deeply involved. Britain is, you know, practically running.
Sure, but have you heard Russia is indeed shooting down satellites? Because it looks like a bunch of satellites are being shot down.
Well, it's not intentional.
His Zoom just broke up. Sorry. When you come back, we'll go to you, Victor Boot.
You know, automatically, this would be beginning of the open conflict with the United States.
Sure, so your Zoom broke up. Start over. I asked, do you know if, because clearly these are satellites being shot down. I can tell how they burn up and blow up. It's metal. It's not stone or even nickel. So I've looked at those my whole life as an amateur astronomer. I've seen the classic satellite burn up pattern. We see it all over the world now. You're just speculating that Russia is shooting down satellites.
Well, because look, first of all, the attitude, Russia was always telling, we shouldn't militarize the space. And Russia stopped since long time ago, even all programs, which was, you know, even thinking about militarize or bring weapons in the space. United States still keeping the secret space program.
Star Wars.
Which don't disclose what's really going on. So this is number one. Second one, of course, we have enough, system which can knock out the satellite from the Earth, not in the space. There is enough jamming system which can definitely disturb the signal. There is enough laser, which is, nuclear small power station, which is powering them, which also can literally, knock out.
You can also hack
especially
them, right?
Hack orbit.
Them and make them retrograde.
Yeah, correct. Or make especially low orbit satellites like Starlink, or their, interconnection satellites to knock out. But this is already, another step of escalation. And if you see, Russian position was cut clear. We don't want to escalate with the United States. That's why we kept this dialogue after Anchorage meeting in Alaska. And we
Jones on the air with a Russian against America. I'm against America targeting Russia inside, escalating this. What do you think Russia's going to do when these satellites are targeting Moscow? What will we do? I mean, come on, people.
Correct. So this is also limit. Thanks God there is a steel hotline existing between Washington and Moscow where, they can at least exchange information and they still warning each other side about all, missiles launched into the space. At least we have, International Space Station where right now American and the Russian crew is there. And this is give a little bit, a line of hope that, at least in this conflict, we will not escalate the same which going on Iran conflict.
But notice the Iran conflict has taken peace in Ukraine off the table. We're not hearing about that anymore.
Yeah, you're not hearing anymore. And that's why the Zelensky is desperate how he can bring himself, insert him back into the world attention. That's why he not doubled down or tripled down maybe on his attempts to attack on Russia. He just launching massive attacks on the civilian houses with no purposes inside the Russian cities. He trying to and supporting and sending the terrorists inside Russia. It's very easy to recruit because we're speaking the same language. They running an entire call centers who calling elderly people, who calling another one and, forcing them into some scheme and then, taking their money out, telling, oh, your account being compromised, you need to transfer, presenting themselves as a bank. And then, people sending money, then they're learning they lost everything they've got. And they said, okay, for you to return this money, you need to go and blow up, for instance, post office. Or you go and set a fire gas station, or you go and set fire railway, transformer. And this happening, especially with the teenagers. And for Russia, it's a huge problem.
But other countries are going to strike back. We just had the big American bridge of the Americas, blow up today in Panama. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That doesn't look like an accident to me, so this is going to get serious. Victor, incredible. I want to take a few phone calls. Before we do that, any other key points you'd like to add? How about your advice to President Trump? Because his people see this. Sometimes he sees it. What would you say, Victor? You're a respected guy, very smart guy, the military, business, everything. What is your advice to President Trump? And what is your message to the neocons?
Well, look, I think this position to give advice to Mr. Trump, it's useless because whether he's going to listen, my advice or anybody else's advice, as a matter of fact. But the message is eventually to the globalist. Look, this is very simple. This is a awakening moment, and everybody who has gotten his heart will understand what to do, what is the right thing to do. So despite you trying hard and you thinking you are winning, that your dreams can be reality very soon, you're absolutely wrong. In the last moment, because this is how the universe works. This is how world created by the God works. You will be punished. You will be punished by all your actions. And then, we people has to finish this war, arrange and sort it out. I don't know how, but with the God helps, we definitely have the ways and means to do it. And doesn't matter whether we are Christian, whether we're Muslim, whether we're Jewish, among all religion, among all nationalities of the people, majority are decent and very good people. There is only few who are really Satanist, who do not belong to any race, any religion, who are so-called globalist and willing to destroy all of us. For them, we are just, you know, the obstacle for their global dominance. That's why they're going hard against us, because they perfectly know their time is over. There is no future for them. They're perfectly realizing it's a last chance. So we need to be steadfast to finish this war, never surrender inside of us, never have been in despair, and never lose the hope. Because if we are trusting to God, if we're believing to ourselves, if we are do not lying to ourselves, we definitely will win. What we need to do is just, you know, admit openly what is the situation. And those who are next to the presidents, next to the, you know, the other decision making, or those generals who giving the orders, they have absolute, you know, authority by the Constitution, by the law giving to them, never perform the illegal orders. They are protected against committing the war crime by the regulations of any army in this planet.
That's right. And now's the time for more people like Joe Kent to go public. We need a lot more of that, because
correct.
This here's the thing. They have polls. 80%+ of Americans are against this war. Conservatives, liberals, doesn't matter. This is illegal. This is insane. Trump is throwing a tantrum because he was set up by Israel, and he needs to understand the deeper he gets into this. That's a real photo, by the way. The deeper he gets into this, the worst. And that's why what we're doing here is tough love, folks. It's absolutely essential. People can follow Victor on X. He's got there last week. Real Victor Boot, B-O-U-T. Victor, you want to take a few phone calls?
Yeah, sure. Let's go ahead.
All right, this caller was on before you. The rest are for you. Dan in Georgia was talking about megalomania and prophecy. Go ahead. You're on the air with Victor Boot.
Yes, sir. It's been an honor to listen to y'all gentlemen today. I do want to keep a 30,000-foot view here, starting off with the megalomania of all of our world leaders that we have today. I believe Donald Trump is drunk with a type of power that has been whispered into his ear by the people that bubble-wrapped him around him, like how y'all have been describing. I feel like a lot of people, especially in the evangelical circles, believe that this is a form of prophecy, that we are destroying Babylon. And I feel like the message has been swayed the wrong direction. People are completely lost with what they believe to be is real. And it's drunkenness of power. And that you see that clearly with Putin, Zelensky, Xi Jinping, Trump, Netanyahu. They all have this destination for prime control. And I believe we are at that time. Granted, I'm hoping that we're on a big nothing today happens at 8 o'clock. I mean, I'm hoping it's a good call of a bluff.
Well, here's the thing. I want to ask Victor about that. I appreciate your call. That's a question. Glad you reminded me. No, Israel struck at 7 a.m. Eastern today and started hitting the infrastructure, the bridges, and the rest of it, to just like they did 38 days ago to get us into this. It's the Israel said they're not stopping. So that's the tail wagging the dog here. And so Trump has to repudiate Israel, cut their funding, but he won't do that because they seem to have him by the balls. Victor Boot.
Well, you're absolutely right about megalomaniac, you know, attitudes. And if we see, especially in Western leaders, we're missing wise, you know, and mature leaders who not speaking too much, who not bragging, who really, you know, can say something and everybody knows.
This is not sycophantic defense of Putin, but watching him, he's very rarely speaks, very measured, and does what he says he's going to do. I would not include Putin in that megalomania statement. It's the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And we know, look, there is still leaders in the world who doesn't matter how you have attitude to them, but at least they know how to respect properly other leaders who are never resort to the insults or F words in communicating or sending their messages to nobody, those who understanding their responsibility. They're not just running their own, you know, gang or their own company or their own TV show. They're running entire countries, and they have historical responsibility.
With great power comes great responsibility. Jason in New Mexico with Victor Boot. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Booth. Quite an honor. I just have a real question. Basically, growing up, I looked at Trump as kind of like the bankruptcy king, because he'll drive up the valuation of a corporation and then pull out the rug from the company. But he always end up on top and never personally lose. Now, with the Make America Great and all that stuff, you know, he got us to be energy independent. But I'm wondering, is Trump selling out America for personal economic gain? Because you can look and see his family.
Oh, there's no doubt they're giving Nancy Pelosi a run for the money with insider trading. That's 100%. Victor, you got a comment on that?
Well, you're absolutely right. Look, even 20 years ago, this would be immediately investigated by the both chambers of the Capitol Hill. But right now, we hear almost nothing what's happening with all his announcement, just 15 minutes before the stock markets open. Oh, we have a peace negotiation. Everything soon would be over. We agreed. We find this. And then, somebody putting in the pocket the same day, up to the $1 billion because they already played on it. It's insider information trade. It's a crime and nobody investigated. So this is, again, we're going to set up a new norm. Those who own power can cross
when they
any
kick somebody
limit.
Out, it's because they won't take the money. They would come to you and say, just Correct. Take the money and we'll leave you alone. Thanks for the call. Great question, Jason. Jessica in Massachusetts, you're on the air with Victor Booth. Go ahead.
Hi. Seeing Trump has gone from being the most beloved and called the greatest president in U.S. history to now being questioned if he's the Antichrist by people who voted for him 3 times and were ardent supporters. That dichotomy makes absolutely no sense as to why he would change so drastically by free will and choice. So under the assumption that he's being blackmailed and so controlled that he's forced to go against America's best interests, do you think it's at all possible that he still is a good guy and this 180 that he's now acting so crazy?
I mean, I don't know, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because we have what we have. Victor, that's a great question. Victor, your take on her question.
Well, you're absolutely right. Let's just state here the facts. We cannot get inside the Trump's heads, correct? So we just can say what he's doing and what consequences of this. And, his transition from being, pro-America, pro-peace, not meddling into the foreign conflict, stop these endless wars, apparently within 1 year disappeared like the morning, mist. So that's why let's only talk about the facts. So if Trump really good person, well, we will see if he can, stop, admit that he was wrong, and try to reverse damage he did.
That's why Joe Quinn quit was to try to get him. Exactly. We hope he course corrects us while we're doing this, but we don't know.
We don't know. That's it. So let's just be stating what we know. We don't need to discuss our ideas or something. We don't know for sure. Let's only talk about the facts.
Yeah, so the question is, what do we do?
Well, nothing we can do unless somebody remove him from power right now. Apparently, America lost its mechanism, check and powers. Apparently, there is no more, separation of the legislature and executive power. Apparently, executive power been done a coup and took 100% control because there is very few voices are heard. And even those who decided to go and criticize the Trump, when he started the war, said, oh, yeah, we're supporting. Let's destroy the Iran. Let's nuke them. Let's bomb them to Stone Age. What heck is this?
And a lot of Americans, minority, but the ones that support war, they go, we don't care what the world thinks. They have no idea how that affects everything. This is the end of America. It won't happen right away, but it's the end of the empire if we do this. Victor, I appreciate your time. Do 5 more minutes to take a call from Trevor and Ted, but people need to follow you on X. I'm glad I pushed you to get a social media, Real Victor Boot. You ask people's questions. I've really been following your account. I need to follow it, actually. Like, I forgot to do that. Guys, follow his account. But we're going to come right back. But whenever you can, every week, we want to get you to join us, or you're out of town, that's fine. I haven't made the announcement yet, but we had the meeting this morning. They are turning everything off right now. So we're lucky we make it to the end of the month. But so we're going to hopefully go to the 30th, our last day, and then on May Day, be anti-communist. We're going to launch the new network. So be ready for that. But I was in those meetings today for 2 hours this morning. just fitting as all hell breaks loose. It's the end of this operation, but the InfoWar belongs to you folks, and we continue on. And it's a badge of honor that we've held on under 8 years of direct, declassified CIA, Justice Department, direct attack. I have been up against the deep state, toe-to-toe. We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.